The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Bleck and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Remember the scene at the end of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Aunt Viv, Uncle Phil, they've already moved everything out of the house. Carlton is taken off, and just Will is standing in the living room looking around. There's nothing there. I think that's how Wilson Contreras and Kyle Hendricks feel today, as the Chicago Cubs have traded everyone of meaning, of consequence, from the championship team from 2016. Today at the MLB trade deadline, which was at 3 o'clock, here's the rundown quickly. It's all calls, Friday night calls here on Bleck and Abdallah. It's the best night of the week here on the show. Your phone calls really make the show, and we have White Sox baseball coming up at 6:30 right here on ESPN 1000. Sox and Cleveland at 6:30. Connor McKnight has a pregame show. Quickly to run down what took place at the Major League Baseball trade deadline earlier today at 3 o'clock. The Cubs traded Craig Kimbrel to the Chicago White Sox. Fantastic for White Sox fans. In return, they got Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoyer. Yesterday, the Cubs traded away Anthony Rizzo to the Yankees. Also today, before the trade deadline, the Cubs traded Javi Baez to the New York Mets. And then they followed that up by sending Chris Bryant to the San Francisco Giants. Bryant, Baez, Rizzo, all traded today. Kimbrel traded as well. Kimbrel, not a longtime Cub to kind of really worry about. You get back some good talent in return. But the other three, the three pillars of the franchise that won the World Series, it's an end of an era type of thing. That's why, like, it really feels like Wilson Contreras and Kyle Hendricks are standing around in an empty Wrigley Field looking around like Aunt Viv and Uncle Phil packed up everything and they're heading out. And it's just Will Smith standing alone in the living room. And that's what we have with the Chicago Cubs. It's Friday Night Calls. It's Bleck and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Sean Davis is producing tonight's show. Abdallah's off this week. He's out in Napa. So I'm going to take your phone calls. Friday Night Calls, all calls welcome. Let's get to it. Jim in Orland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jim?
Hey, not too much. I love your intro. I mean, absolutely says everything that happened today. My question is, I have mixed emotions about the trade. I mean, these guys were our heroes, brought something to the city that hasn't happened in 108 years, a World Series, now they're gone. The part that concerns me is twofold. One, did you really get the people that you wanted to get in return, or did you absolutely go into a sell mode at whatever cost, evident by having to give money to the Yankees and the Mets to take the players that they did? Number two, point two is, if you're in a retooling, then retool. And how about getting rid of the non-performers like Happ, like Arrieta, like Hayward, all year long that have been rally killers and prevented the Cubs from being buyers? So if you can retool, then retool.
Jim, I think the answer to that question is no one wants him, right? No one wants Hayward right now. I get you. You got to retool, absolutely. But it is a shock to the system that all of these guys are gone now.
But you were willing to pay for people to take Rizzo and Baez, then pay to tell Happ to go home. Pay to have Hayward to go home. And then get your minor leaguers to see, can you be a major league player? And if not, then you go out and say, that's who I want in my trade.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jim. Good call. Thanks.
Okay.
That's Jim in Orland Park. Jay in Chicago Heights, you're on ESPN 1000. Your thoughts on the Cubs today at the trade deadline?
Hey, Chris. Like I was telling Sean, you know that meme? It shows like a little girl She's kind of smiling, and in the back, there's like a house on fire.
Yeah, she's on the swing set, right?
Something like that. Yeah, that's the White Sox fans right now. We're just having a good time here on the south side, and
right.
You know, everything's just in flames out in the north side. Also, what are they going to show on the Marquee Network now? You know, just reruns of 2016 World Series or Iowa Cubs, maybe?
Well, Jay, I mean, isn't that what they already play? Just repeats of programs of the legendary speech in the locker room before they went out during the rain delay?
Yeah, that's right, too. And then I got one last thing. Come together right now. We're the 85 Bears, Dunk.
Wow, Jay!
Come together right now over me.
You know, full disclosure, I thought of two ways that I could have started today's show. Great call from Jay in Chicago Heights. We'll take your phone calls at 312-332-3776. In my head, I had two different ways I could have opened today's show. One was like a cold intro where I immediately went into the
come together right now.
The Cubs traded Anthony Rizzo to the Yankees. And then a long dramatic pause. And then, you know, do it again.
Come together right now.
The Cubs trade Javi Baez to the New York Mets. And, like, continue to go on down the list as Cub Together is no longer. I mean, this was their slogan for this season. And in the season that their slogan is Cub Together, they trade away all of their pieces. How amazing is that? And the other idea was the Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type of thing, and I kind of felt like that fit more. But, I mean, we could certainly, like Jay in Chicago Heights was suggesting, we could also do, you know,
Come together right now.
Oh, yeah, they also traded Chris Bryant to the Giants earlier at the trade deadline. Michael in Morton Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Michael?
Hey, I realize this is a bittersweet day for Cub fans, but we have to face the reality. I'm quite pleased with the trades that we got, given that we were going to be limited to the amount of talent that we could get back in return. But for at least the last three seasons, our veteran players would not adjust against opposing pitchers. They couldn't draw deep in the count against opposing pitchers. They wouldn't walk. They certainly can't steal because it's a terribly slow team, and they were terrible with runners in scoring position. Having said that, I hope the ownership will reflect back and play and try to pursue fundamental old-style baseball, try to draft and trade for contact hitters who are disciplined at the plate, that can walk, that can bunt, and that can steal. Because ultimately that, along with successful pitching, will create a dynasty and win for many seasons. So I'm very pleased with the trades that we did, and it would be a miracle if somebody could take Hayward off of our backs once and for all.
Thanks for the call, Michael. The only thing I'd say to that is, you know, no one's bunting anymore, Michael. Like, that's not a thing in baseball anymore. And I'd say the steal part of your idea also, you see less and less of that in today's baseball. But you got to be able to hit in different situations. And you're right on the money. This Cubs team had all of the talent. And at the end of the season, you look at the different statistics, and they had the home runs, they had the average. Different guys were able to be very good offensive players. But when you mix it all together, they seem to struggle in big spots. I remember that Rockies game, that wild card game at Wrigley Field. They couldn't hit. They couldn't hit last year against the Marlins. It's something that happened more frequently in the last couple of years than it did in 2015 and 2016. Marco in Chicago Heights, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Marco? All calls welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, first-time caller. I love the show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to give a shout-out to the Mexico's Olympic team that took down Canada in the 99th minute with a pass from Rodolfo to Hector Herrera in the inside box. Clean, crisp pass. I just want to give a shout-out to Mexico. Si se puede. Vámonos. And I would like to also lastly add, go White Sox. Let's do it.
Hey, Marco, I haven't been paying attention. So this moves Mexico to which part of the Olympic bracket?
To the finals. They
to the
face,
finals?
Yes. They face the United States this Sunday, actually.
Awesome. That's going to be a good matchup, right?
Very good matchup. Very good. And I'm stoked for it.
Can the U.S. beat Mexico?
Can the U.S. beat Mexico?
Yeah.
In my opinion, no. Let's go Mexico.
All right. Good luck, Marco. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Have a good night.
That's Marco in Chicago Heights. You know, I've watched more Olympic coverage in the last week than I expected to. I saw the ratings for the midweek primetime ratings. They're down like 60% from the last Olympics. I mean, not having fans in the stands, this whole pushing it back a year, and just the fact that it's just not a normal Olympic cycle, I think really has played with what people are consuming. But I've watched a lot of Olympics in the last week. Rob in Wheaton, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I mean, okay, I'm in a house where we're split down the middle. It's Cubs and Sox, and that's interesting. I have a lot of empathy for the Cubs fans today. I mean, it's a dynasty that didn't happen, but it's a lot of great players, and, you know, the writing was on the wall when Yu Darvish was sent out the door. And if they would have kept Darvish and signed someone like, say, Rodon, I mean, what would that team look like right now? I would imagine they'd be pretty competitive. But regardless, you know, this was supposed to happen. We kind of saw it coming. As a Sox fan, I actually am really impressed with what the Cubs have pulled off today. I think getting Madrigal to hit at the top of that order in Wrigley Field where the alleys exist is going to be an enormous get. He's major league ready, obviously can't play this year. But the Cubs, if I'm in their shoes, I'm pretty excited about the haul they got, knowing that this was inevitable anyway.
Yeah, it had to come to an end at some point, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think the other big thing, too, is Rossi was sort of handed the reins of this team that, you know, was clearly not quite living up to its potential. And ownership and management had sort of made they put the flag in the ground saying, hey, we're probably not going to do this. We'll give it our best. And earlier this year, I was actually wondering, you know, how long they would go before they decided. Even so, it was hard to deny that these guys weren't going to get paid the money they were asking for. Bryant wants Bryce Harper dollars. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And I think as a guy who roots for the Sox, and I'm so stoked about getting Kimbrel. I mean, that bullpen on the south side looks unbeatable. But, you know, I would be excited about the haul they pulled in. They got a lot of good talent from a bunch of different markets. And it might not happen in the next couple of years, but, man, the Cubs have some really good young studs. And Cody Hoyer, by the way, if he can learn to get that release point exact, that is a guy who can beat Craig Kimbrel.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You know, and to Rob's point, you know, Kimbrel going to the Sox now immediately shortens your game when you get into the postseason. You don't have to worry about the 7th, 8th, or the 9th. I've got Kopech, Kimbrel, and Hendricks. Like to me, as a Sox fan going into a playoff series, things just got a whole lot easier for Tony La Russa, having to manage the rotation, and then also, say a starter doesn't have it all, like he's not able to give you 6 or 7, you're now only worrying about 2 innings. You're only worrying about 1 inning. If you can get a starter to the 5th, worry about the 6th, you know what's taken care of at the end of the game, and you have 2 lights-out closers, 2 of the very best in all of baseball. I mean, you can't beat that when you get into a playoff series. Steve on 294, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Great
good,
job
man.
Today.
Thanks.
What an incredible day for Chicago baseball fans. I think, Chris, today was, you know, like the finish line, the exclamation point on what's been happening in Chicago baseball for the last 4 years. You've had 2 teams, Cubs and Sox, in opposite directions. The Cubs were clinging on to 2016, the Sox tore it down, rebuilt, and put themselves in the position to be contenders for the next several years. I think what today really might show is what an outstanding job organizationally the White Sox and Rick Hahn have done in what wound up being a short-term, short-sighted approach that the Cubs took, with Theo Epstein giving out some ridiculous contracts, Jason Hayward being one of them, and hamstringing them for what everybody thought was going to be sustained growth on the north side. While I respect and appreciate, you know, the thoughts being given and extended to the 2016 players, Rizzo, Javi, and certainly Bryant, the White Sox are going in the opposite direction, and as much angst as there is on the north side, I think the south side has just got to be completely stoked for not only this year, but several years to come, the way that Rick Hahn has set that team up for success.
Absolutely, Steve. Good call. And we are the home of the Chicago White Sox. You can hear the Sox coming up at 6:30 right here on ESPN 1000. The White Sox take on the Cleveland Indians. Lance Lynn is on the mound tonight. Connor McKnight will have the pregame show coming up in about 13 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. More of your phone calls, all calls, Friday night calls, all calls welcome right here on ESPN 1000 next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
To Sean Davis producing tonight's show. White Sox baseball. Connor McKnight has your pregame show coming up at 6:30, about 7 minutes from right now here on ESPN 1000. Then you'll hear Len Casper, Darren Jackson with the call of tonight's game. Every White Sox game you can hear right here on ESPN 1000. Don't forget to download the Black and Abdallah podcast on the ESPN Chicago app in case you've missed anything this week. And also, you know, like when I look at the trade deadline, it's a tale of two different scenarios. And one of the callers that we had about 10 minutes ago mentioned it. Two different directions. One team selling off all the pieces from a championship group. The other team building towards something. Excitement. Fun. You want to be around it. You want to listen to it. You want to see what's going to happen with the Chicago White Sox. And acquiring Craig Kimbrell at the trade deadline, you couldn't ask for more. If you're looking to help your bullpen heading into the trade deadline, Rick Hahn and the Chicago White Sox did that earlier today. All right, let's get to the calls. All calls welcome. It's Friday Night Calls here on Black and Abdallah. Scott Lombard, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Scott?
Hey, man. So just to preface it, of course, I'm a White Sox fan here. And, you know, there was a positive call before about the White Sox, and that's great. But I guess I'm going to go the other way on this one. Is I understand how hard it is to win a World Series. Ask the Cubs fan, they got one, and they kind of fell apart after that, and it never came through. And I get getting Kimbrell. I do. You can never have enough arms in the bullpen, and that's just power between Hendricks and Kimbrell. You're going to close out games, but I think giving up Madrigal was too much. I think he was that leadoff hitter that always should have been leadoff, the best two-strike hitter in the game, and that was your future. And I think I'd rather see the White Sox set up for multiple World Series, and giving up Madrigal and even Hoyer, you know, he regressed this year, but I think he bounced back. And giving up those two pieces for maybe one World Series and going all in, I think that was too much. It's great to win one World Series, but I'd rather see multiple World Series. And I just dislike the trade.
Sign Kimbrell going forward? What if he stays with the team more than one season?
But I would think he'd almost ask for too much in the contract. I know the White Sox have room, but I don't think, you know, would he be happy coming back as a setup? I think Liam Hendricks has that closer position. I think Kimbrell's happy coming to the White Sox now because, you know, they would reach that World Series as that potential. But, you know, the offseason next year, you don't know what's going to happen.
I'm with you on that. And it's a good point that you make. And thanks for the call, Scott. I would say this. Jeff Passan was on with Waddle and Sylvie. If you check out the 4 o'clock podcast on the ESPN Chicago app, Passan made it seem as if Kimbrell and Hendricks would be cool in their two roles, well, how they are, and that it could work in the future. So maybe it will, maybe it won't. But I'm definitely cool with Nick Madrigal being moved along. I'm A-OK with that.
Are you shocked by this Madrigal love today?
Listen, I don't get it. Sylvie has reach, and he has been able to incept many minds in this city that think that Madrigal is worth a damn.
Like, we
so
just,
good luck, Cubs fans.
We just gave all up right. multiple World Series.
I got to get to the Song of the Night because we're running out of time, and White Sox baseball is coming up. I'm going to get some calls in while we do Song of the Night. Here we go. Song of the Night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, live.
This song could work as like a goodbye Cubs song. I mean, you could like set some highlights to it. We'll go to the Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly from 1999. It's your Song of the Night. It's Lollapalooza week here on Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night. So, the Foo Fighters close out Lollapalooza on Sunday night. They're our feature tonight. We're going to go some rapid-fire phone calls before we get to White Sox baseball while we listen to the Foo Fighters. Jim in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Jim. Make it quick. Go ahead.
Hey, love you. Hey, love you guys. That caller last time, he's insane. This was a great trade. Han just whipped out his balls again and got the most coveted reliever right now, and we are about to go win the World Series. I love Mickey Two Strikes, but guess what? We just got Hernandez. We're going to sign him for another $5 to $6 million next year. Stay in Lombard. We're about to go win the World Series.
I love
Let's
it, Jim.
Let's go White Sox.
Let's go Sox. Thanks, Jim. Eddie Northside, you got to make it quick. Eddie, go ahead.
All right, guys. Here it is. The Cub fans should be happy they even won a World Series. Because the odds for them to come back in that series to win it was unbelievable. And to have a crippled guy in Schwarber to come out, and he's the one who won it for him, because it wasn't for him what he did, they would have never won it. Kenny Williams is much more better of a general manager than Theo was. Theo just came in and lost a couple of hundred games in a real season just to get draft picks on it. And if that's not the way
Eddie.
Do it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. One more. Steve, Morton Grove. Steve, you got to go. Go ahead. Make it quick.
Love you, your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks,
Steve. This is the same thing that I felt basically when we fired Joel Maddon, you know, kind of pulls at the heartstrings a bit.
Sure.
But I understand it's a business move, you know. I'm hopeful for the future because I've had the best years of my life watching the Cubs team in 2016. And it's a wonderful thing. And
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for the phone call. Listening to you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Good call. Friday night calls. All calls welcome Foo Fighters. Go ahead, Sean. Here's your Song of the Night. See, here's the deal. We kind of messed up on the timing there, so we couldn't get the outro as we finish up, but it's okay because Kyra McKnight has White Sox baseball. Sox, Cleveland, coming up next. Kyra McKnight.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.